Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is my entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014, and this is episode 30.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So, 30 podcasts in 30 days. I did this last year, and I started midway through because I'd never heard of it before and saw that my friend Tabs was doing it, and she said, oh, come try. It's not that hard. All you have to do is record MP3s. And I thought, well, I can at least manage to do that. So I said I did, at first using SoundCloud, which refused to give me an RSS even after I begged, pleaded, and offered them money. So I finally set up WordPress last year. During the last week. And then, at the very last couple of days of the whole thing, I discovered this awesome iPad iPhone app called BossJock, which, if you were smarter than me, would even be better than it already is for someone like me who has really no clue what they're doing, technology-wise. Not that I can't learn, I just haven't taken the time to really figure out what I'm doing. So yes, everything I have recorded this year has been on my iPad, it's an iPad Air, using BossJock. You can load in music into carts, and then you can edit on the fly, so nothing I've done has been edited or scrubbed, and you can totally tell because I flub up and forget what I'm talking about half the time, but for this project, that was intentional. I wanted it to be raw, because if I had to learn how to edit and mix, I would never have done it. Am I glad I did it? Absolutely. I've started to learn a new skill, which is never bad. I found that I really love audio. It's reignited my love of all things audio, from old radio drama to podcasts that I used to listen to all the time, and then I got out of the habit. So now I didn't want to say this during the whole thing, but half the time when I'm listening to them, it's my iPad hooked up to Bluetooth speakers, and I'm listening while I'm in the bath, which is great because I don't have to worry about turning pages on a book. But sometimes I read while I'm listening, so if I miss stuff, that's kind of why. I'm sorry. I can't ever just do one thing at a time. I can't just watch TV either. It's not just audio. If I'm watching TV, I usually have a computer in front of me and I'm typing something, or I'm doing cruel embroidery, or I'm reading because I like to multitask. I don't like passive activities. I'm really bad at them. So I was going to go through this whole thing about how in journalism, in old school journalism, -30- is the sign for ending, or just 30. And I was going to give you the whole history of that. But you know what? You're all really smart, savvy people, and you can go look it up. You can Google it. You can look on Wikipedia. It's really interesting why it is what it is. But I did absolutely want to make just 30 the title of this episode. So thank you, the 5 people, or maybe 6, who have actually been listening. Thank you to Nutty and Tabs for your amazing support. Several people have said that I need to figure out that I need to continue doing this through the year, if for no other reason than it forces me to read my own stuff. When you're a writer, it's not enough to write your own stuff and submit it. You have to be able to comfortably read it, so this is actually helping me do that. But it's also keeping me accountable, because if I don't have something external to be accountable to, I tend to goof off and not write anything saleable. So I am putting together a plan. I have an episode that I am actually editing and mixing that should be ready, if not for Sunday, September 1st, then for Sunday, September 7th, which just happens to be my husband's birthday. And I'm really glad I did the project. I appreciate all of the different help that I've gotten both last year and this year, and I really enjoyed listening to everybody else. I have, my podcatcher is full of a whole bunch of new things to listen to, and I'm not going to name them because I don't like to play favorites, but I'm really excited. So thank you, and make it a great day. As always, the show notes for this episode can be found at bathtubmermaid.com, and you can catch me on Twitter at Melissa, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. You can find the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you again for listening. Remember never, ever to let your bathwater get too cold. And oh yeah, 30.
A scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.